I call this organizational meeting of Sylvania City Council of July 3rd, 2022 to order. We'll start with our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This organizational meeting is required directly by our city charter to take place before July 5th, following every council election in the odd-numbered years. This year, the mayor was reelected, two members of city council were reelected, and a new member of city council was elected. We are pleased to have Mark Biglio with us this evening to administer the oaths of office. Per the published agenda, the mayor goes first.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me, please. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
In the presence of Almighty God.
In the presence of Almighty God.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Charter of the City of Sylvania.
And the Charter of the City of Sylvania.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the public office.
Duties of the public office
of Mayor of the City of Sylvania.
Of Mayor of the City of Sylvania.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Reading from Mrs. Hanson to arrive. We're going to slowly move to the next agenda item. Mr. Hanson's wife is expected also and probably doesn't want to miss this moment. So with council's indulgence, let's take a slow move. Here comes someone right now.
Here she comes.
Okay.
I saw her come in. But well, she just doesn't know which.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
With that, Judge Michael Von Biglio, the judge of our Sylvania Municipal Court, will administer the oath of office to two of our council members elect, Marcus Hanson and Patrick Richardson.
Raise your right hands. Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
In the presence of Almighty God.
In the presence of Almighty God.
That I support the Constitution of the United States.
That I support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Charter of the City of Sylvania, Ohio.
And the Charter of the City of Sylvania, Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the public office.
The duties of the public office.
Of member of council of the city of Sylvania.
Of member of council of the city of Sylvania.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mrs. Mary Westfall is also a council member-elect, but because of a family issue is unable to join us tonight. She did take the oath of office as administered by the Director of Law before she left on her trip late in December. So she is a member of the City Council and sworn in as well. At this time.
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to thank Judge Bonfiglio for being here this evening.
Certainly.
And for participating in our council swearing in. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Judge.
At this point, we need a motion and a second from council determining that City Council is duly constituted of elected and qualified members.
So moved. Second.
And those members consist of Mark Frye, Marcus Hansen, Douglas G. Hanum, Brian McCann, Patrick Richardson, Lindsay Stow, and Mary J. Westfall. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this City Council is hereby constituted of elected and qualified members. At this point is the election of a City Council President.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move that this council elect Mark Frye as President of City Council for the next two-year term.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Mark Frye serve as Council President for the next 2 years. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and your election is unanimous, Mr. Frye. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
With that, I'll turn the meeting over to you to discuss council committee appointments.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have proposed committee assignments for the upcoming couple of years.
Thank you.
That I asked Mrs. Booker to basically put down at my request. Most of the things haven't changed since, based on the current assignments. I did move a few things around, and I discussed most of those. The most significant change was Mrs. Westfall becoming proposed chair of Employee and Community Relations, while Mr. Richardson becomes chair of Streets. And the reason for that is Mr. Richardson's has a brother who is a member of our police force. So I thought at the time it would be better to make those changes, but we can do this tonight, or we can push this off to the next council meeting, give you the opportunity to review it. And if you want to make changes, I'm perfectly fine with either way. It's up to you all as members of council if you want to move forward or not.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Have you had a chance to discuss these with Mary Westfall, who's not currently here?
I have.
Mr. Frye, I'm comfortable moving forward and confirming these this evening.
I would also be comfortable.
As would I.
Marcus?
I am as well.
Okay.
Then is there a motion and a second to approve these council or to confirm these council appointments?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and the City Council committee assignments are confirmed. That brings us to the end of our agenda for this organizational meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and this organizational meeting for 2022 is hereby adjourned.